Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Mom Mindset, your daily dose of inspiration, connection, and let's be real, a little bit of sanity in this crazy world. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something truly powerful, cultivating inner peace and calmness amidst the chaos. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly chasing after things, trying to keep everything afloat? You know that feeling when you just want to hit pause, take a deep breath, and find some stillness in the whirlwind of life? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Inner peace isn't some mystical unicorn we chase after. It's an attainable state, a muscle we can strengthen with practice. And let me tell you, friends, the rewards are absolutely worth it. First things first. Inner peace isn't about pretending everything is perfect or suppressing our emotions. It's about learning to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and a sense of groundedness. Think of it like this. Even on the stormiest seas, there's always that calm center within us. Our job is to connect to that inner stillness and let it be our anchor. Now, let's get into some practical ways we can cultivate that inner peace. Number one, mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating for hours on end, though that's amazing if you can. It's about being present in each moment, savoring the little things, and noticing the world around us without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply, feel your feet on the ground, and appreciate the beauty of the present moment. Number two, set healthy boundaries. This is huge, especially for us moms who tend to say yes to everything. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. It's okay to put yourself first sometimes, in fact, it's essential. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're filling yours up with things that nourish your soul. Number three, practice gratitude. I know, it sounds cliche, but seriously, this one works wonders. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you are grateful for: your health, your loved ones, even those tiny moments of joy that brighten your day. Gratitude shifts our focus from what's lacking to what's abundant, and that can make a world of difference in how we experience life. Number four, connect with nature. There's something incredibly soothing about spending time in nature, the rustling leaves, the gentle breeze, the sound of birdsong. Even a short walk in the park can do wonders for our mental well-being. And finally, number five, be kind to yourself. This is probably the most important one, right? We're often our own harshest critics, but remember, you're doing your best. Forgive your mistakes, celebrate your wins, and treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at home, surrounded by the gentle chaos of family life, maybe little ones running around, dinner simmering on the stove, laundry piling up in the corner. It never ends, does it? Suddenly, your phone buzzes with another notification, email alerts start pinging, and you feel that familiar sense of overwhelm creeping in. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, and bring yourself back to the present. You notice the warmth of the sun streaming through the window, the delicious aroma filling your kitchen, the laughter of your children playing nearby. You choose to let go of the mental chatter, release the stress, and simply be present in this moment. This is inner peace, not a destination, but a continuous practice. It's about making conscious choices throughout the day to cultivate calmness and contentment, even amidst the craziness. So, my beautiful listeners, remember, inner peace isn't something you find, it's something you create. Start by practicing mindfulness, setting healthy boundaries, expressing gratitude, connecting with nature, and most importantly, being kind to yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things that help you cultivate inner peace? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other on this journey towards calm and serenity. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.